My Life Today, January 22. Food for my soul, the Bible in my life. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. It is impossible for any human mind to exhaust one truth or promise of the Bible. One catches the glory from one point of view, another from another point, yet we can discern only gleamings. The full radiance is beyond our vision. As we contemplate the great things of God's Word, we look into a fountain that broadens and deepens beneath our gaze. Its breadth and depth pass our knowledge. As we gaze, the vision widens. Stretched out before us, we behold a boundless, shoreless sea. Such study has vivifying power. The mind and heart acquire new strength, new life. This experience is the highest evidence of the divine authorship of the Bible. We receive God's word as food for the soul through the same evidence by which we receive bread as food for the body. Bread supplies the need of our nature. We know by experience that it produces blood, bone, and brain. Apply the same test to the Bible. When its principles have actually become the elements of character, what has been the result? What changes have been made in the life? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In its power, men and women have broken the chains of sinful habit. They have renounced selfishness. The profane have become reverent, the drunken sober, the profligate pure. Souls that have borne the likeness of Satan have been transformed into the image of God. The change is itself the miracle of miracles. A change wrought by the Word, it is one of the deepest mysteries of the Word. We cannot understand it. We can only believe that, as declared by the Scriptures, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. A knowledge of this mystery furnishes a key to every other. It opens to the soul the treasures of the universe, the possibilities of infinite development.